The Requisition Form. Written by Bat Dad and read by Litra. A Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. Rated Gen. Summary. Commander Cody has a conversation with his quartermaster about an unusual requisition form. Cody glanced over the document Steady had just handed him. His quartermaster sergeant was standing at attention in front of his desk, apparently waiting for a response, and his nose was covered in a bacta patch that hadn't been there when they had first reboarded the negotiator. At ease. What's this, Sergeant?
It's a requisition form, sir,
Steady informed him while staring at some fixed point 6 inches to the left of Cody's ear. Sergeants only did that when they suspected a conversation with an officer might become difficult. It was such a fixture of their behavior that Cody was beginning to suspect that they actually taught it in their NOC training.
I can see that, Sergeant. This isn't a standard guard document. I modified it to suit purpose, sir.
Cody sighed. The fact that Steady didn't answer questions he wasn't asked was usually a positive trait in one of his quartermasters. It let them answer the question of, where did these come from? Without ever addressing how, and had subsequently led to the 212th being a rather well-equipped battalion. He did not, however, particularly enjoy being on the receiving end.
You are aware you don't actually have the authority to requisition troops?
Cody kept his voice level as he scanned the document to figure out just who Steady was asking to be transferred to his squad.
I think you'll find otherwise, sir. I'm not quite sure where it is in the regulations, but I am reasonably certain that getting assigned every defect, difficult, shiny that ever had the misfortune of leaving Kamino half-ready assigned to the 212th, only to have them move to another squad once they're worth having, entitles me to exactly one competent trooper.
Steady didn't sound angry, but there was enough flint in his voice to make it clear that he had already worked out most of this argument already, and wasn't going to yield ground. And he wasn't wrong, either. Cody did give Steady any shiny he filed under Needs Improvement. Steady had earned his name, and it was better to let any rough recruits pound themselves against his unassailable bulkhead while they did the monotonous but vital work of supply logistics than to let them get stupid in a firefight. Being in charge of supplies wasn't a safe position, but it was safer, and that was the best any of them would ever get. A few months of that, and most of them turned a corner, and Cody put them in use in whatever squad had holes that needed filling.
You said you like the challenge, if I recall correctly, Cody said, and resisted the urge to pinch the bridge of his nose. He was used to Steady solving problems. Having him create them was unpleasantly novel. All the same, sir, I need at least one squad member who could reasonably take over for me, should the need arise, Steady said in the same level tone from before. The Vod had a whole host of ways of not saying, when I die, but should the need arise was one Cody hadn't heard before. It was a hard argument to counter.
2-6s isn't going to be thrilled about you poaching, Cody said at length.
Well, you can tell 2-6s that if he's so morally offended by poaching, he can give me back crankshaft and blitz.
Steady's expression broke from its practice neutral to admit a faint smile, and his eyes slid sideways to make contact with Cody's.
And why exactly is it that you want CT-8614?
Cody asked, determined not to join in Steady's humor.
Met him in the mess. I'm convinced he's got the temperament for the job. And his name is Tig, sir.
Steady's gaze returned to the spot to Cody's left.
Right, then. I'm transferring Tig to your squad. Not because of your ersatz paperwork, but because you asked.
Cody paused and made a few taps on the datapad in front of him.
And, Sergeant?
Sir?
What happened to your nose?
Slipped on some spilled water in the mess and busted it on the edge of the table, sir.
Steady's cheeks flushed ever so slightly. Would this be the same patch of water that CT-8736 fell in and hit his head hard enough to sustain a concussion?
Cody didn't think he'd get much of an answer, but it helped keep order to make sure that his men understood what he didn't know about. Even when he knew that fully addressing the situation would create more problems than it would solve.
"Shouldn't think so, sir. I saw to it that I got cleaned up before I went to medical," Steady replied, adding a slight furrow in his brow to the blush.
"And would this have been the same fateful trip to the mess hall that led you to deciding you needed Tig on your squad?" Cody arched an eyebrow.
"Funny coincidence, sir, but it was." Steady let a thin smile crack.
"Mm-hmm. Dismissed, Sergeant."
As the door closed behind Steady, Cody let out a sigh. He was beginning to understand why the Jedi didn't believe in coincidences. The End.